So I'm with a young lady that I just met outside the One Young World opening ceremony. We were all shivering cold, and this young lady has a story to tell.
Hello, I'm from Palestine, and I came to One Young World because I thought I can represent my country, but was very sad because I couldn't find a Palestinian flag, and I couldn't find my country name under the list of the country that came, which I found only Israel, Israel flag and Israel name, and that make me sad. I also work as a peace activist, so I don't hate Israel, but it just made me very angry not to see my flag flying with the other, with the all over the world flags that flying the sky of London.
And you said a beautiful thing to me about the people outside from different countries. And
I got supported from lots of people from different countries like Argentina, Ecuador, and Jordan, Lebanon, Saudi Arabia, and UK.
And Britain,
There's one from America as well.
Okay.
So it was really great.
And how long are you in London for?
Only 5 days.
Okay.
Before the conference finished.
Okay. And have you got any special things that you want to do while you're here in London or at the event?
I want to represent Palestine and talk about the conflict, the solutions, and how I can promote peace, and just make young people like me know about what's happening in Palestine.
Now I know you can't give me your name, but can you tell me how old you are?
Yeah, I am almost 18.
Wow, almost 18.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if there was peace in Palestine, what do you think the ripple effect would be through the world? How serious is it that there isn't any peace in that part of the world?
I didn't get it. What?
So if there was to be peace achieved in Israel and Palestine,
okay,
what do you think the good for the world could be if there was peace?
I think if we could show that to the world, it's going to be very good because we're the only country who's just occupied, still occupied from all over the world. Because most of the countries get independent, right? Even Kosovo, for 2 years. So it's going to change the world because, Israel got supported from lots of powerful country. And I don't know if it's going to change, it's just... Maybe people are going to love Palestine and just have a new image about it because the media is just missing up. They don't really have the truth always.
Okay.
Because of the power that Israel has.
What do you think the world view of Palestine is? How do you think the world sees Palestine?
Well, I've been around and all of them got the image that we have the guns and the bombs and we kill the Israeli people. And we're all tourists and, you know, that crazy religious people who ride camels and who live in tents and stuff. And what else? Which is not true.
Sure. We can't take a picture of you, but I can see that, you know, you don't ride camels, you don't wear a burqa,
So, yeah, that was the media showing, just that the Palestinians are tourists. And actually, nobody can get to Palestine. Nobody can just take photos and stuff like that. Because they're not allowed to show the real thing. Otherwise, they will get arrested or something. That's why I can't tell my name.
Sure. Who would arrest you?
What?
Who would arrest you?
Who? If they heard like about the media that I talked something about Palestine, the conflict, maybe Israel gonna know about it and then I'll be arrested from soldiers or something.
Okay.
Because we're not allowed to talk about this stuff.
Okay. Well, thank you for talking to me.
Thank you so much.
That was very kind. And I'll publish this and maybe people will listen and you'll get some support. Okay, good luck, and I hope you enjoy London. Is there something that you're really looking forward to happening at the summit? Is there one dream you have for the summit?
It's cool because I can see unity around the world.
Sure.
It's very nice. I mean, I'm surprised.
Great.
When I saw all the countries, so it's nice.
It was exciting.
Yeah, very exciting.